Fiona Apple is here today with her band for a rare radio session. We are major fans of Extraordinary Machine, her third album. They managed to have two releases, an unauthorized one on the internet in its original form, produced by John Bryan, and the later one reworked by Mike Elizondo. There is thought that the album was inspired by Apple's breakup with film director Paul Thomas Anderson. I started our session by asking Apple if it bothered her that the two versions of the album were often getting reviewed together.
Only because it was a work in progress and neither me nor John Bryan would have signed off on it. It wasn't done. It wasn't mixed properly. If it had been, if we had both said, hey, this is done and we both are, you know, and then it would be really cool to have two versions of something. I think that that would be something that if I wanted it, I could never really ask for it. And, you know, running into it by luck, good or bad, would have been cool, you know, but I can't really, I can't really be happy about it because, man, somebody stole it and put it on the internet.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Not cool.
Right. Well, and some of that remains in the John Bryan parts of that are with Extraordinary Machine. And do you remember when the Free Fiona people actually did their little action? Were they more of an impetus towards the record company to get it out, or towards you to actually finish things up?
I don't know. Probably both. I mean, the record company is not going to say that Free Fiona made them want to release the album, but I think that they had a lot to do with it. I don't see how they couldn't have had something to do with it. They were drawing a lot of attention to me and making people think that people actually would buy an album if they put it out. So it's just logical to me that I think that they had something to do with it. And I think that they had, and that I think made the record company say to me that I could re-record as I had wanted to do it before without having to pretty much audition the songs.
Right.
So. Yeah, and that made me want to do it.
Well, the songs are extraordinary, and I bet you they have gone through some changes even since the recording. So we're going to hear some live versions today of new and old stuff.
Yep.
What do you want to start off with?
Get Him Back.
Figure how to kill what I cannot get. you let me down when you didn't disappoint me. You didn't always guess right, but you usually got me right just here. So wait.
Fiona Apple with Get Him Back, a song from Extraordinary Machine, played live today on the World Cafe. Fiona, who's in the band? Who's playing with you today?
Well, Jebin Bruni, Dave Palmer, Dave Monsey, and Charlie Drayton.
Sounding
who
great.
I love a lot, all of them.
You know, one of the things I was just noticing, listening to the band, I actually saw a clip of you playing on VH1 and stuff, and looking at the credits for Extraordinary Machine, guitars don't figure a whole lot in these recordings. It's a lot of different keyboard sounds, and that's kind of unusual nowadays.
I guess so. It wasn't like a on-purpose thing. It's just, I don't know, I think my voice doesn't really go well with guitar.
You can get so many different textures with keyboards anyway. Now, on that song, and I guess I could make this kind of a universal question, do the people who end up appearing in your songs recognize themselves? I mean, there are three guys kind of in there. Would they recognize those portraits of themselves?
How do you know there's three guys?
Don't you say there are three verses, it seems that way.
I thought you meant in my life. they don't know. I don't know if they know. Okay. They don't bring it up.
Oh, okay. But you don't change the details to protect the guilty, as it may be.
Well, I don't say their names. That's really the best I can do.
You know, people concentrate a lot on lyrics, and I do want to talk more about that, but I'm always amazed by the melodic structure of your songs and how they go with the lyrics so well. And I'm just wondering if you sit at the piano and work with the words, or how does the composing take place?
I think that for most of the time, I don't really sit down and try to write songs ever, and I don't really think about it. I think that over time, over a long period of time, certain words and phrases just catch my attention and I swirl them around in my head, and I do a lot of walking, and most of the time the words, something will start in my head, and then once it gets to a certain point where there's like one verse in my head, then I'll sit down at the piano and it just kind of happens.
And another question, I was thinking of songs on this new album, things like, I guess I was thinking about Timps in particular. There are certain songs where there's a lot of internal rhyme and a real rhythmic structure to it. And just thinking about when you grew up, was hip-hop an influence on you at all?
Oh, yeah, sure. Most of the kids that I hung out with really liked hip-hop a lot. I'm not too knowledgeable about music of any kind, but, I had a lot of hip-hop around me, playing around me all the time, so, I mean, there's no way that it could not have influenced me.
Fiona Apple is our guest, and what's next?
This is a song called Oh Well.
One, two, three.
What you did to me made me see myself something awful. A voice once stentorian is now again weak and muffled. It took me such a long time to get back up the first time you did it. I spent all I had to get it back, and now it seems I've was stolen from me when I was looking with calm affection. You were searching out my imperfections. What wasted unconditional love on somebody who doesn't believe in the stuff. Upon me like a hypnotic jerk when I was just about sudden. And when it counts, you recall you with a cryptic word and leave a love belittled. Oh, 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 what a cold encounter, no way to go. Fell below me. What wasted unconditional love on somebody who doesn't believe in the stuff. Oh well.
Live performances on the World Cafe today from Fiona Apple, and that is a really nice live version of Oh Well. Fiona, what part of the whole process of making music do you like best? Kind of the creative in the studio stuff, or is this...
I like the shows.
Do you?
I like doing the shows the best. You know what? Actually, it didn't used to be like that, but it is like that now. I really like doing the shows the best. When I look back on being in the studio, I like it, and it was a good experience, but I really don't like to work at all. I really don't. I mean, and I wouldn't have admitted this a while ago because I was ashamed of it, but that's just the way it is. I really just don't enjoy working and concentrating on things and putting things together. I like it when I'm writing the song. That's a great part of it, and I like it when I'm performing the song because that's fun, but the actual work part of it is not my cup of tea.
Fiona Apple is our guest today, and you want to do what's up next?
We're going to do Sleep to Dream, so that means I got to stand up.
Okay. How do you feel about the older stuff now? Do you still remain as attached to it? Do you feel differently about them now?
Yeah, but they take on different. I think it's kind of like, you know, any song that you like in your life, or that you know is important to you. If you had a song that you listened to when you were a kid, you still like it when you're an adult, you know, it takes on a different meaning because your life is different. It's the same thing with any song, even if you've written that song, I think, or at least that's the way it is for me. So it'll take on a different meaning.
Are there any that you just like totally? Yeah, boy, I don't like that one anymore at all.
I don't know, because I haven't like gone around and tried to sing all of them. There's
certain
ones that I can't, you know, it's been so long since I've listened to a bunch of them that I can't even think of all of them. And so I don't really have an opinion about it.
Gotcha. No. Well, this is Sleep to Dream, Fiona Apple.
tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep touching you. You got your head in the clouds, you got it all what you see. This mind, this body, and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to raise. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the seas to wash down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool, but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep touching. You got your head in the clouds, ain't not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. But I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to raise. Don't make it a big deal. Don't be so sensitive. We're not playing the game anymore. You don't have to be so defensive. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame, I got my feet on the ground. And I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you see. This mind, this body, and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. I don't forget, but I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to raise. I got my feet on the ground, and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, and you're not at all what you see. This mind, this body, and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to raise.
We should yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going. Yeah, you were going to say the same thing, and that wasn't me on the piano. Is that what you're going to say?
That's exactly. I was going to remind.
That was Dave Palmer on the piano.
I was going to remind our radio audience that that you were standing up to sing that. Now, why do you stand up to sing some? Why are you in the front for some? What's the difference?
Well, I don't think I ever played piano on that song, and again, it's back to the work thing. I really enjoy not playing the piano because then there's only one thing for me to do and one less thing for me to worry about screwing up on.
You've really liberated me with this, not being honest about not liking to work, because I don't like I don't like to work either. And even when you have a great job like you have, but you're working now. I mean, I've never seen anybody work harder than people who are in rock bands. It's just like a lot of stuff all the time. But I guess it's stuff you like to do.
You should talk to the record company. I don't do all the stuff they want me to do. I'm probably the person in this business who does the least bit of stuff. That means you're really important.
Thanks for doing this. I gotta say, indeed. Yeah, Fiona Apple is. I was thinking about your family because you come from a family of artists. Well, your dad was an actor, and your mom was a singer. But aren't all your siblings involved in some kind of artistic pursuit?
Well, my sister's a singer, and my brother's standing in front of me because he's a writer, and he doesn't want me to say so. and he doesn't want me to say that he makes films too.
Would it have been kind of unusual for you to decide not to do something in the arts in your family? Was that kind of assumed everybody was going to do that?
No, I don't ever really recall my parents talking to any of us about what are you going to do when you grow up and, like, you better figure that out or anything. There was never, it's not a big, huge work ethic in my family. Sorry.
did you ever have any thoughts about what you might want to do if you didn't do this?
When I was, not really. I think this is just kind of the one thing that I can do, and I guess because I would never was sat down by anybody to talk about stuff, I never even thought about even taking PSATs, SATs, college. It never even occurred to me to worry about that stuff. I think that I'm glad it didn't occur to me because it would have been very worrisome, because I don't know what I would have done if I didn't do this.
That's great. Fiona Apple is liberating all of us today. Follow your muse. You're really lucky, Fiona, that you're really good at this job.
Well, that's the thing. I just got lucky. Yeah. It's not really inspirational.
Fiona, I kind of asked a variation on this question before, but I'm curious because if you listen to Extraordinary Machine, clearly it's about a breakup, and it's you, and I assume it's about your breakup. When you write these songs, do you want a response from the people they're about, or do you expect it, and or have you ever gotten the direct response from people?
I don't care. I think that most people assume that it's all about, like, one breakup and one person, and it's not. This is a sticky little area I'm standing in right now because I don't really want to say too much. I honestly am so self-centered that I never even considered what it might be like for the people that I'm writing about. And since they didn't ever bring it up, I figure it's okay. Mm. You know? So.
And as you say, you don't name names. So.
No.
Well, you want to do another one from Extraordinary Machine?
I did. So one guy just said to me once that he thought one song was about him, and it wasn't. And so that kind of made me start going, oh, no, what if they? Because sometimes you don't want them to know which one. You want them to know what you're writing about them. And so that just kind of made me worried, like, maybe they think it's the mean song that's about them when it's a nice song. Maybe they think it's a nice song that's about them when I hate them. You know, so, but, and there's nothing I can do about that.
How disappointing for the guy to find out that it's not about them. And they, oh, well.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
But he was talking about a mean song. So.
Ah, okay. Well, you want to finish up with one from Extraordinary Machine?
Okay, yes.
The nickel dropped when I was on my way beyond the Rubicon. What did I do? And of the games that I can handle, none of one's worth a candle. What should I do? I'm a fighting fickle person, fighting crying, kicking cursing. What should I do? Oh, after all the boulder rolling, hauling over cold stocks, what will I do? can't take a good day without a bad one. Duck the dust and smile until I have one. Where did I learn? I make a fuss about a little thing. The rhyme is losing to the riddling. Where's the turn? I don't want a home, I'd ruin the home. Was where my habits have a habitat. Why give it turn? Oh, after all the roller rolling, hauling over cold stops, what did I learn? I'm likely to miss the maven if I stop to cry or complain again. So I will keep a deliberate pace. Let the damn breeze dry my face.
Better version of me finishing up our session today. Another one from Extraordinary Machine. Fiona, thank you so much for spending a little part of your work life with us today.
Well, thank you for having me over.
Because we know you love it so much. Fiona Apple, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.